Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a lot of thought was, well, the Red Sox aren't afraid. Well, the Blue Jays aren't afraid. Well, I've seen otherwise, where the Red Sox beat themselves in two games in Yankee Stadium. And now the Blue Jays in one game in Yankee Stadium also beat themselves. Now, I'm not taking away credit from the Yankee bats. All I'm saying is that a team that is talked about as fundamentally sound and they do things the right way, they're kicking the ball all over the place last night when they had a big lead. If you catch the ball, maybe you win that game, and they didn't do that. And I think that's a huge, to me, part of the Yankee Stadium crowd and feel.
It was juicing, man. There's just no way around it. But see, I look at the Jays' performance last night, and I look at that kind of as a bit of an outlier. Doesn't mean I don't think Schlitter pitches well tonight. Doesn't mean I don't think the Yankees win and get this thing back to Toronto, but that was not the Jays team that got them to this point. Remember the stat I gave yesterday? Now, obviously, we're talking about defense here, clearly, but Toronto had the number one batting average with runners in scoring position, and they had it by 15 points higher than the next best team, which is Milwaukee, which is a very buttoned-up team. They had 292 in those situations, and they put the ball in play. They generally catch the ball. So I think that, you know, is it the aura? Is it the moment? I don't know. I don't think teams look at the Yankees with like the way they used to, because the Yankees haven't won in forever. But once the tone is established in the stadium, it does feel and sound different than anywhere else. Maybe they hit them last night, but I think Toronto does bounce back and play a better game.
Clearly,
tonight.
It is the pressure of the moment. Now, you don't feel that pressure if you're at home in Toronto because the fans are behind you and you're expecting to make the play. And if you don't, okay, well, whatever, it happens. But when the crowd of Yankee Stadium is about to explode and get on you with the comeback starting to mount a little bit, and there's a pop-up in the air and you're like, oh, crap, running over to it, and you're feeling the pressure of that, you choke. The Blue Jays are choke artists. Hey, Buck, choke on that. Your team stinks. They stared embarrassment. That's a division-winning team that's kicking a ball. IKF, why are you in the big leagues if you can't make that play? You certainly can't hit. You can't field a routine ground ball. The other guy at third base can't make that play. Santander diving like a fish in right field, couldn't even catch up. Like, what are you diving at? The Blue Jays embarrassed themselves, and I really do think I'm crediting the Yankee fans for that. That or BT. You mentioned it. That's not a team that does this all the time, right? Well, then how come it's happened to the Red Sox and the Blue Jays in consecutive games, three straight games now, whereas the Yankees were always looked at as the team that was going to beat themselves? They haven't done that. Are they perfect? No, but they aren't the ones that are doing that. They've been taking advantage three times now of the other teams doing that and succeeding.
That is true. That is true. There's just moments that you get to where it's like, okay, you know, you got to respond. I feel good, but I'm still worried about going up there. That is a different place. The Yankees play differently now. You know, if you get to game five, and again, let's get through game four first, but you can't help but not piece it all together on today.
They can't lose. There's no way.
I'm not going to say no way. Listen, is Schlitter going to do what he did the other night? No. Does he have to? No.
Right.
I mean, but if it's somewhere in between, I think it's good enough, and I don't think the moment, like last night, it felt a little bit too big for Rodon, and that's worrisome, and I thought he was past that. I don't think the moment's going to be too big for Schlitter, but now you got to hit again. Now you got to catch the baseball. Now the bullpen, which is going to have a lot of influence on this game again and throw a lot of pitches last night, is going to have to get the job done again. I think that they will, but I mean, I'm not nervous.
Yeah, but the Blue Jay bats couldn't even hit the Yankee bullpen.
I understand
And it wasn't
that.
Like the best arms in the Yankee bullpen. Blue Jays had a chance. Like that game was 6-6. It's like, all right, well, are the Yankees going to be able to hold them down with going to all those different arms in the bullpen? The answer is yes. the Blue Jays didn't hit either. So, yes, Schlittler may not be as dominant as he was, and I wouldn't expect that to be the case. I mean, it's hard to repeat what he did, but I bet he's going to be closer to what he was than what Rodon was last night or what Fried was.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And if that's the case, I believe the Yankees' bats are going to maul Toronto pitching again, just like they did last night. I don't see how Toronto's getting any outs in Yankee Stadium. They could barely do it. Seriously, they could barely do it last night.
Jump on them early for change. Can we do this? I mean, these comebacks that are exhausting and riveting all at once. But, you know, how about tonight you jump out to a 4-0 lead? You play downhill.
Yeah.
You do the mashing, and you let Schlittler cruise, give the pen a little break, and now the Jays are in their heads and on their heels for game 5.
If the Yankees get out to an early lead, there's no way the Blue Jays come back.
I would agree with that.
If the Blue Jays go up 3-0 in the first, 4-0. The Yankees could still...
I know.
We just saw it.
But I don't want to tempt fate, man. I don't want to tempt it.
It's over, dude. Eric is calling from Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT, what's happening, boys?
How are you, Eric?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, man. I mean, I am fantastic this morning. Watch that game last night. It was amazing. They are exhausting. There's no doubt. It is taking years off of my life, very likely. But you know what? So be it. I mean, not that we necessarily needed an example, but last night was an example that not only does Aaron Judge carry this team, he is the heartbeat of this team, right? The Yankees go where he goes, and that's not to say that he has to carry them, but it's just such a different vibe. Everything with that team changes when Aaron Judge shows up, which is, again, he was showing up before the home run last night, right? I mean, he was still batting near 500.
Yeah.
Granted, singles and a double. But nonetheless, he was still showing up. But to see him get that monkey off his back last night was incredible. Not that it just tied the game, but just for all of the reasons that you guys were just talking about. It was amazing to watch.
Yeah, there's no question. But don't you think that Judge is the heartbeat of the Yankees? There's no doubt. But, I mean, Raleigh's the heartbeat of Seattle. Now, I'm not saying to that extent because this is his first massive, massive season. But think about the connection and correlation to when the Mets do well versus when they don't. When Lindor's playing well, Mets win. When he's not, they generally don't. So he's generally been the heartbeat for the Mets. What I'm saying is I think every team, when their best, even though Soto's their best player now, but when the best player delivers, of course that team's going to look better.
Yeah, when Judge shows up, he always shows up. That's the thing. Like, the issues have been, to me, the biggest issue for Aaron Judge has been, and even the announcers don't know what they're talking about last night, like, yo, Judge finally has his October moment. Were you not around last October? In the ALCS, as big a home run as you could have against one of the best bullpen. All we heard about was the Guardians' lights-out bullpen, and then we saw Soto and Judge destroy that impossible-to-beat Guardians' bullpen. So Judge has had postseason moments before. I think because of the way the World Series went, where he dropped the ball, people got on him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But really, the bigger issue is that he set such a high standard in the regular season, it's almost same with Bonds, almost impossible to live up to in a short series in the postseason. So you expect to have what happened last night happen every time. And it's just not realistic. And this postseason hasn't been, well, he's been awful and then finally broke through and had his big moment. No, it's been base hit to the tune of 450, whatever it's been, which to me is a win for the opposition. He's got to do more than that. Last night it was a big double and then the home run. So it's not just one moment. Judge has put together now a tremendous postseason. He's got to keep it going. But I just think living up to his lofty, almost impossible regular season, that's where the issue comes in October.
See, to me, the biggest issue, the way he's judged, which is harshly and unfairly on many levels, is that when Aaron Judge doesn't, you know, look like Aaron Judge, the Yankees really don't have much of a chance to do anything. Because his teammates, really since he got here, have been far inferior to previous Yankee greats. I mean, listen, Reggie didn't hit 3 home runs every night. But when he didn't, guess who picked him up? Thurman. If Thurman had a rough night, guess who picked him up? Nettles. Or Willie. Or you know the names. And so on and so forth. Say, you think Derek Jeter hit 390 every playoff series he played? And the answer is no. He had a couple where he was south of 200. But guess what? When he didn't do it, Bernie hits a 3-run bomb. Or Tino. Or Paulie. And, you know, I'm not saying that there's been nobody that's picked up the mail of Stanton a year ago for sure. But his teammates have been so inferior to the other legends of the franchise, same with Mick and DiMaggio and everybody, that when he's not Judge, it's amplified, it's made worse, and really, it's unfair.
Rob is calling from Westchester. What's up, Rob?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, boys? Guys, I got 2 points for you. One, I cannot take this from Yankee fans anymore. I have plenty of group texts, and I'm sick of seeing and hearing this. The emotional hedging saying, oh, the Blue Jays are just, they're too good. They're too good. Guys, one of the two-run homers hit this series was by a guy who hadn't hit a home run in 2 months. The how do I say this?
Because he was
friendly on the radio. The sucking off of this team on the... Can you guys hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Pretty clear what you mean.
Yeah, we got
the
you. The
blind
got it, yeah.
Sucking of this team is just got to stop.
Of Toronto? Okay?
It's got to stop. We don't do this when we play the Phillies and the Braves and they kick our ass in the playoffs.
Well,
that's got to stop.
Rob, you got to leave the Mets out of this because the Mets are out of this. They're in Cancun right now. So it's more about the Yankees. You thought Toronto was a good team all year. I mean, look, they won 94 games, whatever it was, they won the division. I've never believed in them for this exact reason. What you saw last night was exactly why I will never believe in the Blue Jays. I don't think they have the you-know-what to put the Yankees away, especially in Yankee Stadium. But obviously, this would have to go to Game 5. If it gets to a Game 5, and I fully expect it will, I think the Blue Jays are going to you-know-what themselves again, even at home, because this is what they do. They've had good teams in the past, and they get to the postseason, and outside of 1992 and 1993, they choke. That's what the Blue Jays do. They're not any good. They're not any good in comparison to the mighty Yankees.
Okay, so real quick on this here. Let me explain what's happened here. Now, I can't jump into everybody's text messages and WhatsApp chains and all the threads that you guys have going back and forth like I do during these games. I don't know exactly what the tone is, but I hear it from a lot of, you know, Yankee fans who are good, and Yankee fans have lost their swag. That's what's happened. We don't need to overthink this, because if the Yankees as a franchise, the aura has been diminished, and the Yankees have lost their swag, which they have, because they haven't won in forever, well, the byproduct of that is the Yankee fan being less confident, because they don't win as much. So when you're winning every year, 96, 98, 99, 2, hey, we're going to win with the Yankees, let's go, come on, sweep this team, let's go, bring them on, we're good. But when you don't win, you evaluate things differently. Now, I happen to be, I'm not saying this is good or bad, I'm a little bit more of a measured Yankee fan than most. I just am. Maybe I've got, I don't know if I was like this when I was younger, but I am now, and I have been for a couple years. I know they're good. I don't think they're great. I know Toronto's good. I know they're beatable. I thought Toronto was good this year. So I don't know that I fall into the category of overstating who Toronto is or oh, God, the Yankees can't do anything anymore. But the Yankee fan doesn't have the confidence they once did, and they shouldn't, if you really think about it, big picture.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.